Rocket coach Dennis Hodges' basketball team coming off its 8th win of the season, beating Fort Campbell. And Coach Hodges, I know this was a big win for a lot of reasons. Number one, those guys had beaten you down there. You didn't feel like you played very well in that game. Come back and win at home, last game of the season, senior night, and that gives you really a boost going into next week's district matchup against Livingston Central.
Yeah, I thought the guys, you know, we did play well tonight. You know, Fort Campbell had a couple guys on the roster, one starter that didn't play down there. They have two really nice shooters, and, you know, and then they had another guy, the lefty, number three, was able to drive on us, you know, repetitively tonight and get to the rim and cause us problems. So, you know, they've got some really nice athletes. So, you know, I know they've only won three games on the season, but they are, you know, they're a good ball club. And for us, that's a quality win.
Yeah, they're great athletes. And then, hey, Travis Gilbert steps up. He's really gotten hot the last few games. Hits 5 threes, scores 20 points, and leads you tonight on senior night. Devin Bell playing on an ankle that's got as much tape on it as, an old 8-track cartridge had in it.
He's got a full roll.
Yeah, full roll of tape on him. And plays his heart out and takes a tumble there at the very end. I kind of gasped on that one. Yeah. But he scores 17 points, and then you also get 12 from Landon Young, who popped a couple of threes. He got a little hot there. So things are – you're getting hot. Your shooters are getting hot at the right time, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I've said all year we have good shooters, and they you know, there's going to be nights when shooters are hot, and there's going to be nights when shooters are not. And you have to be able to win and score when you're hot. It's pretty easy, but you have to be able to score when you're not hot too, and keep yourself in the ball game so that you can have a chance to win at the end. And you know, tonight we were hot, but our guys executed well. We put in a couple new sets to try to give us some better looks inside. And also to extend the floor with our three-point shooters, and our kids executed extremely well, and we took advantage of that down the stretch, and we're able to to put them away down the stretch.
And Livingston Central will come here. You will play Tuesday night, opening round of the 5th District Tournament. This will be the late game. We will play late game. Trigg and Lyon will play the opener that night. And Livingston, every time we've played them this year, it's been a barn burner. We went into overtime the first time, double overtime the second time up here. And this is going to be a battle, isn't it?
You know, we are two evenly matched ball clubs. They're playing their best basketball right now. I feel like we're playing our best basketball right now. And, you know, I don't think that anybody that comes and puts their $5 on the table to watch a basketball game is going to leave here and say that they're disappointed. They may not be happy with their team doesn't win. Whichever team comes out on top will leave happier. But I don't think anyone will be able to say that they were disappointed with the entertainment they're going to get.
These games are so closely contested with Livingston Central this year. What's it going to come down to? What are there one or two little things that you say, we've got to do this if we're going to win this game?
Right. You know, that's a great question, Chris. You know, I don't think there's one thing. There's a combination of several things. I think either team, if either team shoots the ball extremely well, it's going to be difficult for the other team to win. If we're able to shoot it really well, and they have to play us man, it's going to be pretty challenging for them. We have the personnel that we've played them man twice, and we have the personnel to do that. I'm not sure they haven't proven that they have. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that they haven't proven that they have the personnel to play us man. You know, I think the foul line is a huge issue. The both times that we played them, we fouled them a lot. And if we can force them to score baskets and not get 20 points from the foul line, if we can keep them, around the 10 mark and force them to score baskets and hit challenge shots, I think we'll be able to be able to get some things done. But if we put Austin Woodward on the foul line, or if we put Ramage on the foul line 15 times for the game, you know, it's going to be difficult for us to win.
Of course, if we pop eight three-pointers like we did tonight, that'll help the cause a great deal.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what Larry Bird said, you know, about shooting. You know, when you shoot really good, it takes care of a lot of other things. Yeah. You know, I mean, it really does. And that goes for anybody. That's not just Crittenden County. You know, if Woodward or Ramage come in here and they go, five for eight from the three-point line between them, or they go, you know, hit 8 or 10 threes, and we let them do that, then it's going to be difficult for Crittenden to win. If they let us hit 10, 12 threes, it's going to be tough for Livingston to win.
Well, I know we want to win this game against Livingston and earn that berth in the region, but also get back into the district championship game. Very likely to see Trigg County, a team that we've played pretty closely, pretty contested ball games, although they've got us by about 10 or 12 points at the end. Peyton Croft and Old Rocket coaches the team, and I know that's one that fans would love to come out and watch that in the final.
Yeah, you know, we're not thinking, nor are we watching Trigg right now. You know, we want the best for Peyton. We all do. We want the best for him as a coach. Obviously, if we get to play them, in which we hope we do, that's the goal, that it'll be a great game. And no matter which team comes out on top, it'll be a great, highly contested 5th district game. And whoever wins will represent the 5th district well in the region.
All right. Well, fill the stands. We're going to be here Tuesday night for the boys' game. It'll be the second game. Come on out early and watch Peyton Cross' team play Lyon County. Don't forget Monday night, the Lady Rockets play the second game of the doubleheader with Lyon and Trigg opening the 5th district tournament at Rocket Arena.
And, Chris, I'll say this. You know, our girls got a big 20-plus win tonight.
19.
And they're playing. They're playing really good basketball. You know, I think Chelsea Oliver is really starting to come into her own from watching them. She's really starting to assert herself. You know, she needs to be a little more selfish like her brother. And and I'm not talking about as a person, but I'm talking about with that basketball. And attack the rim. And, you know, I thought Moss played well tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a really nice matchup between us and Livingston County girls.
We had a podcast with Shannon right after their game, and she feels like they're ready.
Yeah, they're playing their best basketball.
All right, well, it's district time. Denny Crum says this is when you're ready, right?